The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And today we're joined by my husband. You know, I love to wheel him in from time to time for his little bits of insight.
Hello, how are you, everybody?
And here he is. So we thought today, because some of your favorite podcasts are relationships, and we're getting more and more into relationships and sort of helping people discover how to live their best lives with their partner. Today, we're going to give you 10 ways to deal with mood swings, either side, really.
Oh, my God.
And keep the passion alive in a marriage.
I mean, this is actually a very intense topic, to be honest, because we go through ups and downs our whole relationship. This is like a full-on roller coaster.
I think, you know, with the 19 years difference, obviously, I'm not now, but going into menopause, I'm not actually there yet. So I did check and I've been to hormone doctors and all of that. But I do get very affected by my period, by my surroundings. One too many coffees in the morning can tip me over the edge, that's for sure. Kids. And the fact, I think, that, you know, a lot of times, you know, Sergio and I don't have normal jobs. We do 57 different things. So, you know, one minute I could be podcasting. The next minute I'm in a photo shoot. The next minute I could be, I don't know, doing a speech in, you know, Houston. The next minute we're off to Australia. Then, you know, we're reviewing a hotel. So it's so different every day that, you know, you do get stressed. You really do. And also the moving parts, there's so many moving parts that, you know, my head just wants to explode from doing all the social media for you guys, you know, making sure that we're up to date on every bloody platform is a full-time job. And it's just overwhelming sometimes. So I think that, you know, these are the things that we're learning to cope with. Sergio's a lot more relaxed, I think, than I am. And he does take, you know.
I think it just stress even by itself, you know, so imagine that you are up, that you are in a relationship, you know, and you're working together and you're spending 24 hours together. So, you know, it's never easy and it will never be easy. It's just, I think, about understanding each other and kind of like, you know, knowing what roles each of us do best and just let them do, you know what I mean? So it's just a bit of kind of like, you know.
And that's taken a lot for me because I love to micromanage him. Love it.
You got so much better, to be honest. I mean, Caroline used to be the one literally just handling everything and just putting her little mouth into every little situation just to make sure everything is okay. And it used to drive me crazy because some of the things that, you know, I do, she just doesn't know how to like really do it because of my generation. So, you know, and now I think we got to the point that we're understanding each other, you know, roles. And I think that's why we are navigating better the relationship.
So there you go. Number one, tip number one is talk to each other, right? That really is one of the biggest ones, is to be able to have an open line of communication without patronizing the other person. Because, you know, obviously when you're frustrated or you're angry, you know, the natural state of play is to patronize the other person or to, you know, tell them they're not so good at it as you are, which is I'm queen of doing that.
I mean, Caroline is like my second mother, let's be honest. She literally never tells me anything good out of her mouth. It's just like a rule. I know, I understand that. And, you know, you know, well, I just have to.
That's not true. I would never say anything nice about you.
Honey, I have to give myself all the compliments. If not, no one ever in the planet will do it.
So, no, because Sergio, you expect, you compliment every 30 seconds.
No, that's why I call my
mother. I'm looking at him now and I want him to sit up properly.
Oh my God, you see, that's exactly what's the main problem. Exactly. We are talking about her and she's like, just stand straight. He's literally like my mother. I mean, it's crazy.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
But it's for his own good.
I know it's for my own good, but imagine me, honey, if I just like tell you everything that's wrong with you within your body every 2.5 minutes. It would be horrible, right? So that's the story of my life.
But the same time, how do you deal with it?
I mean, either I don't listen, either I say yes, or either I just have to really do what she's telling me to do. So, I mean, they're not really...
Well, you breathe. You learn how to breathe.
Yeah, kind of. They're not really that many options, but I think... You know, I understood how she is and I know what she needs. And I think within these 5 years in the relationship, you know, we kind of understood each other and what we need from each other, you know?
I mean, that is the other thing about being a much different generation from him, is that I'm very set in my ways. I like things a certain way. I've run companies before. You know, I do feel like sometimes I don't give him enough credit for what he's doing.
Because, sometimes.
Okay, all the time.
Thank you.
So I guess number two is acknowledge their feelings, you know, and understand what they're saying and support your partner. Now, you're really good at that.
I mean, I'm very good at that, exactly. It's literally my whole identity.
It's his whole MO.
I go through my life giving support and love to Caroline and she goes through life not giving a shit for me. That's just how it is.
Again, that's not totally true, because you sound completely battered and miserable, darling. He is not living in, you know, we talk both ways.
I'm not. I'm just saying personality wise, we have completely different personalities. So we are just trying to be compatible, right? So then, you know, I know, you know, maybe one time.
I'm just not going to go around and kiss your ass all day. If I don't agree with something, I'm going to tell you. You're happy. You would live happily with somebody that just kissed your ass all day.
No. Actually, I had that before and I didn't like it. That's why now I understood that one time out of 100 things that I do, that you tell me, you know, oh my God, you look good. Oh, I love your outfit. Oh, well done with this.
Yeah, I mean it.
You really mean it.
Yes.
And which is, you know, good.
So it's a little bit different because you're sounding like I never say anything nice. I just don't do it the same way you do because we're different humans. Like, you literally give me a compliment every 30 seconds, which is amazing. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not moaning, but it's not normal. It's not the average human, Sergio. And I'm still getting used to it. It's not something, you know, I'm British. We kind of like high five and pat each other on the back and that's about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. That you got so much better. I'm just saying that, you know, it's just not about, you know, specific problems in our relationship. It's just about, in general, understanding each other's needs. And I understood what you need. You understood how I am. And that's just how we kind of, you know, roll the situation.
But I'm never going to be the person that walks around behind you going, oh my God, you're amazing every 2 minutes. I'm never going to be that person. I cannot.
That's why I have my mom.
Doesn't enter my mind. I don't do it to my children. I'm not doing it to you. I just, you know, I don't know why you would need that much validation anyway.
It's just very funny to see, to be honest, because it just doesn't come out from your heart. Like, never, ever. It's just very funny.
It does. Like when you cut your hair the other day, I was like, ooh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He looks so handsome.
Great.
So that's, it came amazing. Straight out of my heart to think I took you straight to bed. Well, there you go, keeping the passion alive.
Exactly.
So even in like all of these things, you know, we are quite like, sometimes I'll look at him and he'll come out of the bed, you know, the closet, and I'll be like, oh, my husband is hot. You know, like yesterday. We had two amazing times initiated by me on a Sunday.
Okay, wait, that might be because of the testosterone that you're taking, okay? It's not because of your heart and the feelings you have for me. So testosterone is kind of like playing a big part on that.
Well,
so
thank I just keep Dr. it Chris there. Then.
Yes.
Shall exactly. we? There's nothing wrong with it. Yes, exactly. Well, you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Don't complain.
I'm not complaining.
And it's not that I didn't want to before the testosterone. I just think, you know, most of us women are so bloody exhausted by the end of the day that, you know, it's like, although in our mind we're like, oh, you know, don't mind ripping his clothes off, the reality of actually having to do it, you're like, oh, fuck, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, it's like, oh, again, oh my God.
Yeah. Whereas yesterday it was like, oh, come on, I could have done it again, actually. That was...
You want to just stop this and just go for...
I mean, Yeah, why not? So acknowledge each other's feelings. And I think we're quite good at that. Like, even if we don't agree with each other's feelings and we think the other one's like being overly sensitive.
I think, for example,
listening.
I used to take so much more serious anything that you used to tell me or you tell me, you know.
He'd go into like a 2-day decline.
It
was the most serious thing. Like if I said I didn't like the way his hair fell.
No, not like that, honey. That was horrible. You did. No, like we were just fighting out of anything. And then literally just, I go down, I'm so mad. I go to another room. I have to leave the house, literally go on a bike ride just to breathe. And this one is living her best life. Literally, she's in the room just watching TV and she hasn't even realized what's happening.
I don't actually think that's a bad thing. I do think that when you're in the middle of something like that, and if I'm like that, you know, because I don't feel particularly, you know, sorry sometimes just because you're like that. So I do feel like you're overly sensitive. So sometimes for you to get on a bike and go and release yourself and come back and breathe, because again, my upbringing unfortunately overrides anything.
But it takes a lot from the husband to understand that, you know. In the beginning, I didn't know. Like, so I used to just get very affected by any situation. And then now I understand that it's like a flu that lasts you maybe 5 minutes.
Yes.
Exactly. So
he's left shaking and awake and I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, I cannot recover fast enough, like between each and each tantrum. It's literally like a little toddler just walking around. It's like, oh my God, this... And then nothing, back to normal. It's crazy.
But I think that's all women. From what I've understood, especially at this age, I think, you know, with our hormones playing such a big part, and that's why, you know, I've been looking into the hormone replacement, just because not only to look better and feel better, but just to stabilize a lot of these.
I think a big thing on it plays, I was searching about it, the PMS.
Yes.
Premenstrual syndrome.
Cycle, yeah.
A cycle. Syndrome. That's what I understood. Like most of the women in your age, they go through these ups
and
downs.
Sergio knew nothing about nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't even know women had periods every month. So
now, like, I have a master's on like women's behavior, like, you know, periods. I mean, how is that possible that comes every month? Every month out of your life, your wife is going to be fucking miserable. How is that possible? I was like, I mean, the humans are... Like, there's something wrong with women. Like,
it's so funny.
Why?
Because, you know, sometimes I forget that he was only 24 when I met him. And I'm like, how do you not know what a period is? Or, you know, how often it comes and that every woman has it the whole time. And then I'm like, oh my God.
I mean,
oh my God, why would he know?
I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming that often. You know, like every month, like 7 to 8 days out of the month, you are like fuming. I mean, why?
I'm not fuming.
Why? Good, we have to deal with that as men. Like, it's just very wrong.
And this is number, I suppose, you know, like number 7 is, you know, come from a place of care and concern, not anger and resentment. And I think, Sergio, you've really got this down. Like, I'm not fuming for 8 days. I think there are moments where, you know, like, well, actually
fuming.
two days before it comes, I am... Everybody knows to stay out of my way.
Right? You know, the problem now is that I think I know that feeling, and I honestly think her period lasts at least for 15, 20 days out of a month. It's crazy. Like, she just, there's just nothing I do is right. Everything is just a problem. Like, get me this. Oh my God, why is this here? Like, it's just crazy. So,
well, it's
you
not
know.
Really you. There you go. I mean, I think it's like, I think what you're saying is, you know, I'm looking at everything. I'm like, I'm a perfectionist.
The thing is, you explode out of nothing. And that's kind of, it's been hard a bit for me, to be honest, because I mean, we're just talking normal and then on the side, oh my God, just get me! I'm like, why? Why you have to do that? I get very affected.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
It's just, I mean, let me tell you, if any of you out there are thinking or even thought about getting into this adventure with a Stanbury, it's pretty fucking hard.
Well, darling, I think it's quite female, to be honest. It's like you've had one relationship and you lived with her for what?
A year and a half.
Okay. And she never had, well, I mean,
she had
11,
like,
as well.
No, she had. But like, you know, I think like women after 45, you know, there's just so many things going on in their bodies. Like, it's just very, very difficult to handle that.
Yes, I overheat very fast. So like, you know, he'll be going for a cuddle and then suddenly I'm like, get the fuck off me. And then he thinks it's a joke. And then I'm like, no, really, get the fuck off me.
It's crazy.
Can't, like, I am sweating buckets.
I really need to talk to any other, like, other husbands just to really, like, tell me if this is normal or not. Because, I mean, I'm aging, on a level that I never thought I was going to age like this. I have gray hair everywhere in my face. Like, you know, I'm getting pimples. I'm getting sweat.
He's
I lost.
So dramatic. It's you crazy. Are so dramatic, Sergio.
Honey, it's so intense, my
you
friend.
Are so
it's
dramatic.
So intense.
Sergio could solve this. This is another thing. I think, you know, not only sort of come from a place of, you know, care, which he does do, like he'll run out. Like if I told him the way to cure the PMS would be at 3 a.m. to go and get me every pill under the sun, he'd be first in line.
100%.
He goes, I mean, go and get me anything I wanted. But the other thing I think is good is to understand and respect when somebody needs a little bit of space. And Sergio hasn't quite got that yet.
I mean, I
so
got
when
that.
I, well, no, when I go like that, he clings harder.
No, the problem is Caroline, she's always there, but she's never there, right? Because, you know, she's always doing something. So I don't feel her. So, you know, when she asked me for a space, in my head, I've been giving her space the whole day.
Well, that's really number 8. Because, you know, that's listen and give, I guess, which I'm not very good at, giving someone a full intention. And he wants my full
yes.
attention.
I think that's a very, very important part. And as I do things wrong, which I do a lot, I think this one, you fell on a different level. Okay, like attention and just like being there for someone is just not your thing.
See, darling, I don't think you quite understand how much attention you require.
I only need 10 minutes out of the day.
No, you do not need 10 minutes out of a day.
You don't give me any of that. Honey, have you looked at my yoga?
We've just been riding
together. Do you look at my yoga area I built in Bali?
No.
Exactly. And I put so much love and effort. I've been showing you. I send it to her maybe 10 times on WhatsApp. She didn't even open it.
Wait.
And I see 2 blue ticks. I'm like, oh my God, you look at it. You're like, no, I just scroll. I'm like,
wait, can I make you like, listen. So I am trying to tell Sergio that if you want anything out of me, do not utter one single word to me before I've had my second coffee and I've woken up slowly. See, Sergio being whatever age he is, jumps out of bed, dances around the room, manifests, and wants to talk to me about life, whatever it is. Like, yeah. You know, Tigger. And I want to slowly open the curtains, have 2 coffees, and then decide, you know, then I can like focus on whatever he needs to speak about. But he cannot give me that time because he's just itching to tell me because he's just woken up.
Little tiger, shh. I think a very big point on this that you forgot is being flexible. And that's exactly related to the point that you're making now. Okay, you need to be flexible with each other, okay? If I start putting my rules in the house, you will literally die, okay? So then all your rules, I spread out everywhere and I don't even have a voice, okay? I just follow, okay? So flexibility is a big thing, my friend. Flexibility, thank you.
The other thing is really that, you know, Sergio's only friend here is me. So he wants to tell me everything.
No, I don't want to tell you everything. I want to tell you things that happened to me or achievements or like little steps that I do moving forward in our projects. But it's just, there is no voice. That's why I have to call my mom. Thank God she's there. Just to tell her exactly how
she's coming.
Amazing.
She's coming.
Oh my God, she's
on
coming.
Wednesday.
I'm so excited.
You know, it means that I've got a week off. Sergio
yes.
will be at the beach bike riding. She's probably gone to get one of those tandem bikes that you can put her on the back of.
No, I searched, but they don't have it in Dubai, actually.
Actually, after my last podcast, he's got about 50 less family so
oh my
to
God.
Talk to.
Don't, honey, I'm gonna kill you. Don't talk about that, okay? We had a big issue, okay, with the last podcast about difference between British family and Spanish family, okay? And I got calls from my family going crazy about this, so we are not talking that topic, okay? Stay quiet. Thank you. Okay.
Look
at her face
very
of pleasure.
Few, very few to go now.
Yeah, I don't have a family anymore, so
no,
it's
no
great.
Family. Yeah. Just me. So we're at number 9. Where are we now? 9 or 10?
I think we did flexibility, which he was number 9. So now you're going to 10.
So learn to try and control your emotions naturally, right? Which I'm...
You're
you
the
know.
Worst at it. Thank you. Baby, you explode out of everything. Literally. Like your emotions, you talk about me being Latino, there is no fucking way. Your emotions, I mean, are on steroids. You are like a fucking roller coaster. Like it's impossible to deal with you, honey. You understand? Just going down here, you're like, oh my God, this light. Oh my God, just give me this. Give me a paper. This. You don't understand how many things you request on
it's
a minute.
It's 36 degrees and he turned off the air conditioning in this room. Ladies, please. He wants me to sweat buckets and take a video with you guys. And also this microphone is so low. I can't even sit straight.
You don't think I'm hot?
Look at you.
You don't think I'm hot? You don't think I'm down? I want a better posture? Yes, obviously, but I don't have it. So flexibility, honey. Just Be flexible. Don't put your rules. That's the key in a relationship, honey. That's why most
I don't think this is a rule, Sergio. It's a preference.
Most of the relationships, they fail because of the needs of one person against the other one. But if both of them, they merge and they're flexible, it will be so much easier. Trust me.
Who are you, the Dalai Lama, sitting over there? When did you become such a sort of like...
I studied women for a long time, my darling.
A long time. Sergio, again, you're 28 years old. 29.
Oh my God, I'm doing 30 this year. I had a big 30.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's time to get a younger husband.
Oh my God, we need to talk about the biggest problem that you have.
Oh no. Why is this all about me?
Because your hormones are crazy. Brain fog.
Oh yes. No, that's a thing.
No, no.
It's
like a big
shocking.
Thing. Like it's crazy. I mean, she literally can just be asking about her glasses and they are on her eyes. She can be asking on her phone and she's calling me. I mean, there's just like a whole different level. Like
it's her, really bad.
Her brain just frogs. Like, and she doesn't remember anything.
I don't remember anything.
It's crazy.
I don't know what to do about that. So if any of you have any bright ideas, please write in. I've tried brain sharpening. What are they? Like pill. There you go. Forgot.
Oh my God. No, I mean, it's a thing, honey. I was reading about it. Yeah. And actually... A lot of women on your age, they feel like this mental sharpness, you know, they feel they lose the ability to remember things. And it's like a whole, it's a whole thing, you know, and people think are related to the hormones, but in reality, there's just, you know, so many signals that can be involved with that. So it's very, very interesting.
So what's the signal? What's my cure?
I mean, it doesn't tell you here what really a cure is, but like the problem, you know, that brain fog is... It gets affected for the loss of energy. And I think a lot of women in your age, they start losing energy and like, you know, passion for things and they become a bit lazy.
Yes, which is why I'm taking the hormones to try and get myself. I'm not lazy, but the brain fog is insane.
No, a bit tired, you know, and I think that's why
I mean, I'm already exhausted. I want to have a nap after this and okay. I've only just come. First of all, I was riding just now. I got... carried away by a very fast horse.
Let me tell you, I thought I lost my wife. Like, I was just riding behind her. I thought I was going so fast. And somehow in the videos, I look like I'm walking with a horse. And Caroline is like galloping like crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going so fast. And in the video, it looks like nothing. And I see Caroline just going faster, faster, faster. I'm like, oh my God.
I haven't ridden like that for 25 years. How I stayed on, I'll never know.
She goes through a mountain and then she turns left and she disappears. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I lost my wife. Where is my wife? And I was so scared. I was calling you, honey, honey, but nothing.
No, I mean, you know, the funny thing is, I think you've learned all of these times and everything that things that trigger me. So he knows like how to reword things. And that's one of the biggest things I would say, learn what triggers your partner, because I think that can be a big, big thing in sort of winding it down. Because even if I do get emotional, I think now he has learned to ask less of me, step away and come back and understand that I'll...
For me, she's like a little tiger, right? So if I get close to her very fast, asking like a lot of things, she's just going to jump straight to me, right? Snap like crazy. But if I go slowly, I kind of, you know, like cuddle her a little bit, touch a little bit, then I know and I ask her something that is related to her. It's just about understanding each other. I know she's going to be fine. I'm going to kiss her and we're going to be fine close to each other. You know, sometimes I explode, sometimes she explodes, but I think it's about like, you know, just... trying to understand each other.
Yeah, we're learning a lot more how to control different emotions in ourselves. And as I said, I think controlling emotions and learning triggers and what you can do for yourself. So, you know, I think we now know to try and start the day right, which is opening the window, taking a breath,
meditate,
having our coffee, you know. And then if we can, some form of exercise. So just, mm-hmm. you know, even if it's, you know, 45 minutes on a horse, a walk.
Walking is amazing.
Yeah, we love to walk most days. Or, you know, a little bit of Pilates for me. It starts the day and changes your mood. And, you know, this is a big week for Sergio and I work-wise. So we have decided that, you know, we're not going to let anyone in this house with bad energy.
We're going to keep the toxicity out of our happy bubble.
We're in our bubble right now.
And then just, you know, keep bringing good and good energy. Wake up every day with our routine, how we like it, feeling good. And then, you know, good things are coming because you feel it.
Because you attract them. And I think what I want to say from how we started this is, although we're having a laugh on how to deal with mood swings and whatever, it is a laugh. Like out of our relationship, it is like, if you think of what's good, the amount that the percentage that's good versus what's bad, I would say it's like,
I think it's 75 good and the rest is bad.
Really?
But some days are very bad, to be honest. Like, let me tell you, two days...
Oh, you're doing again?
Yeah, I have to, because this is a big thing. So two days ago, you know, everything was wrong during the day. I didn't know what was happening in her body, but everything was wrong. Like, it didn't matter what I did. Like, do you remember or no? We went down to the kitchen, you know, you hated me. What was upstairs? You hated me. We went out, you hated me. There was just nothing I could do. And I understood that. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to be quiet and just let her
ride it.
Just ride it. And then she went to bed. She ate, you know, something. We ordered some cookies at night and that made her very happy. And then we're good. So I don't know. It's just like a big mix of like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she's pregnant. She's going through the period. Like there's just so many things going on there.
Well, it could be adjusting my hormones too, because we are learning and getting the levels right. So you never know. But I mean, you shouldn't take it that seriously, Sergio. What you should do is fuck off for an hour.
Okay, if I go fuck off for an hour, I will leave fuck off. I will never be back. You understand? I will never be here, because every hour I can tell you that there is like a whole little thing. Okay, so if I fuck off that hour, I will be back maybe at 12 p.m. at night every day.
Not unhappy with that.
Okay, great. So that's
on the weekend. He went for a lovely walk with his friend, which was really nice.
So yeah, and then all the way there, you were texting me. So what, you always push me away on the way. You're like, oh my god, I miss you so much.
I didn't say I missed you on the way there. I just,
oh my god, you sent me a photo. Oh my god, you look so hot. All this stuff.
Yeah, I'm being nice, but I was super. I didn't want you to come back. Super happy you were on your way.
I'm not sure.
No, I didn't, darling. I promise you. I'd let you know. No, I had a wonderful time. You said, what do you do? And I think that you haven't grasped that yet. I'm a very independent woman too. So like, for me, one of my best days is, I think what he forgets as well is he's not the only person asking me a gazillion things. And the children come home and each one wants attention. He takes most of my attention.
Do I?
Yes. Yes.
That's what tonight, you think, honey, because I'm always there. But during the day, I release a lot of your tension. You know, I'm not talking in the bed. I'm talking doing things. Because you ask me so many things and I get them done.
Let's discuss that too. Because how in all this do we keep our passion alive? Because, you know, even though we're like that, I mean, let's be honest, Sergio, we do have our rows, but we end up laughing.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, one of the key things that keeps alive this marriage is, no matter what we go through and how hard we fight, we get at the end to a final happy ending. That sounds a bit weird. It's not that kind of happy ending. Like, we go to bed happy, you know, and then we end up like having sex or whatever. And then we make it light at the end, you know. And I think it's because of how I am. Because if I could be the same as you, your personality is very strong. Maybe you never fix it. Let's be honest. No, you will never fix it. No. Like, Caroline's ego is through the roof. Like, she will just be here. This is my throne. I'm the queen and I roll everything. You don't even come here. Like, I'm not moving. You have to come. Bring me the stuff. That's Caroline. That's 100%. Literally the story of my life. So my personality allows me to kind of like just go and just like be nice to you, even though I hate you, and just fix the situation.
That's true. That's true. And again, my personality is like, you know, I am a cut off my nose despite my face person. He'll go, if he went, I'm leaving, I'd say, let me go and pack your bags.
100%. She's like a queen. Like she will not move. She will never move. Like, she will never say sorry. And even we apply the same in business. Like, sometimes she explodes with our business partners and she just wants to be right. She knows everything. I'm like, honey, please slow down. Let me take over. And that's why we understood each other, and we can apply that to a relationship as well. So it's just about like kind of understanding each other. But I mean, day to day, we are learning, you know. I know how she is, you know, and
I'm learning to be less tough with people.
Yeah, I mean, you should.
I am learning that.
You should.
You know, this is, what about you, Sergio? This is a lot about me and not much about you.
Tell me
all
me. I'm very happy. I'm very open here.
I've told you, you need to learn when to back off and when to, like, you know, women do require, like, the biggest gift you can give me is what you gave me yesterday, where you went off for 3 hours and I could watch TV on my, because, like, also, you know, for those kind of things, like, he wants to control what time we go to bed, what I watch on the TV, all of these things. And it drives me nuts because I want to be left alone to watch rubbish for
a
minute.
Okay, but that's another very good point, okay? At the end of the day, this is like a collaboration agreement that we have for the rest of our life. Okay?
Not always together, darling.
I understand, honey, but
some people sleep separately.
Okay, I'm not sleeping in a different room, my friend, because then I will just marry another woman. It's not happening, okay? Like, what I'm telling you is, we go to bed. Okay, there is one TV. We don't have one TV each. Okay, so then we agree on watching something. Okay, I cannot watch every day of my life Housewives. It's just, I cannot do it. Like, I'm tired of
why?
All this woman.
It's so good.
Like, I don't even know half of this woman. I know all their lives. It's just not happening.
Darling,
honey.
We're in it.
I understand, honey, but sometimes, you know, I don't have to watch.
It's like research.
Yeah, but like, you just.
I was a Housewife fan before I was on Housewives. Maybe. Know that.
Okay, Housewives, you want to watch all these people killing each other, all these thrillers that they just go into like murders and things. And I don't sleep, you know, like it's just like a whole, maybe.
Earplugs, my friend.
Very
earplugs.
Tough life with you. Very tough.
Earplugs, my friend. Why don't you say three nice things, three things that you love about living with me so that we can bring this back up.
Wow, okay. Three things I love about living with you. Let me actually think. I don't know, to be honest. I actually don't know. I think there's so many beautiful things, but I just, the bad things just, you know, just come here to my mind very quick. So I think like just...
Oh, we might need a divorce lawyer after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I need some time, to be honest. Like,
you can't think of any?
No, I can. I love the happy moments when we go to bed happy.
Sergio, you have had the most wonderful last week. That's for fucking sure. Every day you're kissing me saying I'm so happy. So happy.
Okay, yeah. I'm
so,
be
like, be
I
honest
just don't remember
for a minute.
Sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
I have brain fart, but you're passing me that. I feel like you're passing me everything that's happening to you. Like, you know, it's just not right. I honestly love my
otherwise,
life.
Otherwise, we're in a different podcast. We're like, we're literally doing, why should I be in a toxic relationship? This is, sounds like a toxic relationship.
No, it's a beautiful relationship. We're just trying to understand each other and the needs of each other. But the last week, honestly, we had the best time of our life. Like, I really cannot ask for more. You know, we're super happy. You know, I think we understood each other now and everything. And we just, you know, wake up in the morning feeling very blessed, you know.
I'd say content is the word. Like, we both said that we would... We don't want to be anywhere else. And that's quite amazing. Like,
I think that's
beautiful. I don't wake up and think I want to be anywhere else at all.
Yeah. Like, we want to keep going and keep, you know, growing and achieving goals. But I think we got to the point in life that, you know, we look at each other and we are so happy with each other. And in the moment and the position we are in life, that is incredible. And I, you know, I'm a big believer and I always say thank God for, you know, just... putting me in that little room where I met Caroline and giving me the life that I always dream because, you know, I'm living it and, you know, I love you every day more and more. Now my emotions are coming out. I'm going to start crying. So you wanted that or the other one? It's pretty simple, honey.
I don't know. I wanted a bit of both. I don't need you to cry right now.
Okay, I feel very emotional now.
Oh, God. You see, I mean, I don't know about my mood swings. This is what I live with, Sergio. Like, one minute he's quite, you know, tough and then the next minute he's like crying like a baby, you know?
I know. I mean, it's just... You know, it's not easy to be honest, you know, and I cannot imagine, you know, how life could be having kids, you know, like having my actual kids, you know, because at the end of the day, I got Caroline's kids, you know, I got them when they were 9 years old. So now they're a bit independent and it makes it so much easier for us. But, you know, an early stage couple that are having kids, I mean, plus the hormones of the wife, it's a lot, you know? So, you know, giving all chapeau to all the men out there that are dealing with all this stuff.
So I think, you know, I mean, we haven't really touched on, we've done most of the, we've done the tips for mood swings. We didn't really get to the passion bit, but I think riding those things, you know, and getting through that, you know, sometimes you just feel very connected to the person, I think, you know, and the connection sort of drives the passion. So it's really, I don't know, you know, just finding moments sometimes, you know, like different moments, not always knowing the element of surprise, you know,
I think,
like,
yeah, life, I would say one of the key things that, you know, drives and keeps our marriage as well is, you know, making sure we make time for those special moments, you know, all the surprises that we do, all the, you know, last minute trips, all the experiences, even though we're here in Dubai, we just go out for a staycation. All those little things are what really, you know, lit up the relationship and brings the fire back. And I think that's extremely important because, you know, the easiest part is just get trapped in your day-to-day life, in your kids, your work. And the hardest part is to just make the effort to kind of do it. We, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. We went to the beach, kite beach, and, you know, I was like, oh my God, this is like a bit of a hassle. Like, we have to, you know, get ready, like drive 30 minutes, get to the beach. But then when we are there, I was like, oh my God, look at this. It's just so easy to not push yourself to do this, you know? But, you know, when we are there, we are loving it. So it's just about like, kind of like going that extra, you know, step to
Sergio
just
likes
make
to do
it.
All those things like, you know, I don't know, staring into each other's eyes, which I used to think was mumbo jumbo.
Maybe, I mean, I don't do that often. You're talking here like I just wake up. I just want to look at your eyes. Oh, look at that.
Well, you do.
I mean, I don't tell you, let's look at each other's eyes, honey. I don't do that. I just, you know, it's just a beautiful thing that the person that I love is next to me. And before going to bed, I look at your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't do it like a thing.
And you do it in the morning. Yes, you do. You love to cut the, that's the connection. Or you love to smell me.
Yeah, I mean, that sounded a bit weird, but it's okay. Yes, I love to do that. Every day of my life, I love to. I just
you
go
do.
On.
That's exactly what you do.
Okay, you do it too, my friend.
So well, I do now. I've got used to it.
Yeah, that counts with, you know, just
intimacy.
Having a passion, the fire between two people, right? That's kind of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, next.
Are you dying?
Wow, I'm dying, yeah. You know, it's too hot, this room.
Yes, it's getting very hot.
But I think the summary, what we need to kind of like get out of this is just, you know, it was never easy for me, and I'm sure it was never easy for any of the men out there listening. But, you know, it's just about understanding the person and trying to give their, you know, needs. And then, you know, just manage the balance and trying to just get that middle point.
Growth. I mean, the thing is, like, I've done a lot of my growing, unfortunately. You're probably going to go through and be six more people while I know you.
Maybe. I think I've been through a lot of people since the moment I left home, early stage in life, lived in so many countries, then, you know, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I grew maybe like 50 people since the moment I met you. Like, I went through so many different personalities, so many different stages in life that I feel a 50-year-old man.
Well, I can't wait to see. Well, you are a 50-year-old man trapped in a young body. We've all established that.
Yeah, which is fine, actually.
Yes, fine for me. Mm-hmm. Living the dream over here. Mm. But, you know, I do think you are able to compromise more than I am, probably.
I think that comes because of soccer and because everything I did in my past. But compromise, but also satisfaction. You know, I think a lot of men out there, and I honestly thought it was going to be impossible for me, they see so many different women and they date so many, you know, people, and there's always going to be something wrong that doesn't align to you in that specific woman, you know? Like, so then you have to kind of just, you know, satisfy yourself what you have, you know. I know maybe I could get a Caroline a bit younger, or like, let's say a girl a bit younger, but, you know, there's so many good things, you know, a line that I loved about her that I was like, listen, like, I'm not gonna get anything better, let's be honest. She's the best and my dream wife. So, you know, like, I stick to it because, you know, there's just nothing better than her that I can get. And I think that's the biggest problem with men and women. They always want more. They always want more. And then there's nothing on the other side better than what you have. So then sometimes you have to be, listen, I have enough. She's beautiful and she fulfilled me in every area of my life. I'm going to stick to her. And that's what I did.
And I think, you know, that is a very, very powerful way, because what it means is that you are able to let the other person grow. You are able to listen to the other person because you're invested. You're invested in the relationship, which, you know, so many people today are not.
100%.
I mean, we live in Dubai. They change their girls or men, like, they change their underwear, and everyone's looking for richer, better. And I think we've just looked at it in a completely different way, which is there's always going to be someone with a, you know, bigger house, bigger boat, bigger car, better looking than you. You know, that you have to sometimes just go, how grateful and lucky we are. We found each other. We understand that. And we're willing to work at it. You know, I know that we make it look really simple. It's not really simple. Anyone that's ever been through anything like we have, I got divorced, I have kids, I have teenagers, which I'm going through just in, you know, this is all, I'm just discussing how to get through my relationship with Sergio. I haven't even thrown in three teenagers that need my attention on top of what I'm working at with him. So, you know, I think anyone with half a brain out there understands that even this conversation is making light of what we actually go through in a day.
100%. And I think because we say yes, we are enough for each other, then now we're unbreakable, completely unbreakable, because we are building together. And when we actually build as we are building, then no one is really going to be able to touch us because, you know, we started here, no one really believed in us, and then we made it. Because we say, yes, we are enough. Let's just bring it up.
And because we were so open and did that and weren't looking for more and wasn't pushing and accepted each other for the period of time they were in. Sergio was not in a perfect place when I met him.
100% no.
And nor was I. So because we've done that, we have a lot of admiration, respect
for each other
and time for each other. And that is irreplaceable.
That's the biggest asset that we have, to be honest. Like, no matter what we go through in life, because we started that way, like, we can just, you know, build anything, go through anything, because we're going to be here for each other until the rest of our lives.
Because we're grateful for each other. And I think that's a very, very good way to end this podcast. So,
100%.
You know, these are the tips that we have, like, you know, or we can suggest for navigating mood swings and anger and resentment and frustration and all of these things that are very, very normal in any relationship. You know, and I think, as I said, Instagram has made it look like these things don't exist. They do, but 100%. It's how you cope and deal with them.
And don't give up if this start happening to you, because we never give up, you know, in the beginning, because there's so many relationships that they start fighting like
crazy.
Oh my
God, it's so much easier for us to walk away.
100%.
So much easier in the beginning for us to walk away anytime. Like, I would have gone back to my life, he'd have gone back to his.
That would be the easy route. But yeah, because we push it and we force it, we are here. And now the outcome is so much bigger, better, and happier.
Than we ever imagined, by the way.
100%.
So, you know, sometimes in life, the tough things are worth fighting for. Thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury and
Sergio Carralo. We love you.
Love you. Download, rate, and leave us messages.
Yes, click on the top.
We love hearing from you.
On the right side, just make sure you get the alert every time a podcast comes out.
Yes, so that you can be the first.
100%. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.